Yeah, I heard that.
That 3 o'clock, right? Yeah, Michael, yesterday. I've just decided, you know, I was gone for a week with COVID. Then I had to do the show from home for a week. Mm-hmm. I came back this week, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm just going to let it rip. So yesterday, you've seen Morales do his pony dance, right?
No.
You don't know the pony dance?
Well, Michael wasn't at the Mandy's.
Oh, right. He does the pony dance.
Oh, here he is.
Chris, oh, good. Chris Morales is here.
Maybe he could demonstrate.
Michael Thompson's number one fan.
Out. All right, now the pony music is playing, Mace. You gonna give it to him,
Michael?
All right, now Chris Morales is here.
Oh,
hi, Chris.
Right. We're continuing this from yesterday.
Am I up? Yeah.
We just played your intro, which mentioned it.
Oh, okay. I was in a 2-hour meeting, and all I saw were tweets. First, I want to start here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That Michael Thompson guaranteed you're going to be a Mandy's too.
Yes.
As long as it's within a 15-20 minute drive.
It won't be.
No, no. If it was the same place as last year.
No. We did a site check at a new place today.
Where are you going
to
go?
It's going to be close to here. Within about 10 minutes from here, probably.
Oh, within 10 minutes.
That's an hour and a
half
from my house.
You drive here every Wednesday.
Yeah,
what do you mean? You
can't drive the bit that I was going to do when I came in was I was going to say, you can stay home. It looks like I don't even have to say that because he's going to stay home.
Well,
I told him, Chris, that he will never get on your good side unless he attends a
Mandy's. I didn't say you're on my bad side.
Yeah.
No, I said it.
I will send a fancy
car
Michael. To pick you up.
Michael used to be great in the old morning show days. He was friendly. Mm-hmm. He would say, good morning, Chris. Tell me I lost weight.
Yeah.
Really?
That's not applicable these days.
Well, you look good. You still look good, though.
I don't know,
but
Chris.
Then all of a sudden there
you're
was a turn.
Women like thick.
They do like thick. You know. Or men like thick sometimes, too. I don't discriminate, honestly. No.
Yes.
God, you saw
God
the
bless
dance.
You.
But recently, the last year or so, it seems like you're not the Michael that I loved once upon a time.
What do you mean?
You don't want to be here. You come in and do this show only. You don't do the other shows. You don't want to come to events. We love you. The listeners love you.
Yeah.
So I had to become the anti-hero here and come against you
Michael,
try to convince you.
Michael, respond. Reaction.
Well,
this is what Ireland's been waiting for. This
10 minutes from here. You mean like 10 minutes south from here? The next Mandy Awards, where?
10 minutes south from here is. I can't get into too
like
much.
Like Hermosa Beach or something.
No,
like that?
No,
we're not naming
Here's
towns.
The thing,
it's
Michael.
Not name that city.
Michael, if they send a car
like
to pick
myself.
You up,
I like to drive. Myself.
Okay.
See, I have to send Keyshawn a car.
Well, yeah,
of course,
he's
big
an elitist.
He's
yeah,
big
but he
time.
Shows up though.
Yeah,
he shows
Who's
up
there. He
and actually,
comes to all of our
and
stuff.
Actually, the West Covina softball game, he drove himself all the way from Calabasas on a Friday afternoon to us in West Covina.
That's a long way. I'll be there for the next Mandy Awards. I felt like I missed out.
You did miss
will
out.
You
it
come
was,
on
it
stage?
Was fantastic.
No,
will
I come in on stage. I'm sitting.
You're
on
not
a table.
Well, but if you win, you got to go on stage to accept your award.
And then you know what'll happen when you win an award?
What?
This music will start playing, Jorge. Oh, and then maybe
right
next to you, Michael.
Oh,
put foot up.
God. Yeah, here
we'll
we go.
Grinding.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll get real close to you,
Chris.
Oh,
and I'll
Chris,
start grinding
you had
on you, Michael.
He said he was going. You're going to talk him out of it now.
Oh, I need a shower.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
how's that?
Did he see the video of you doing it?
I don't know. That video. I think we've tried to delete all of it.
But here's what Mace did yesterday. I'm going to try to replicate what you did yesterday.
Okay.
Go ahead, play.
Okay.
Instead of really grinding, he just grabbed the mic with two hands and was grinding the mic and making this face like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and white man overbite, too.
Yes. And then.
I like
it's by the way, I always thought the pony was like some gift that Chris Morales was born with that no one else could do. Apparently, anybody can do
it. It's
the
not
pony
a tough
dance.
Formula.
Yeah.
But it's more funny when a larger, huskier boy of my size. My carriage, as Travis would say.
Ireland,
you about to say you're husky?
Ireland says I'm husky.
Okay.
Yeah, he's bigger than he wants to be.
So, Michael, guaranteeing.
Yeah.
An appearance at the 2023 Mandy Awards.
Mace,
on one condition. I ain't going up on stage. I'm
but what if
my
you
table
win an award?
I'm sitting champagne.
If you win an award.
I'll let Sliwa accept it for
here's
me.
Here's what will happen, Michael. You will see.
And you'll get to see Sliwa's other half in person.
It is a ball.
He brings the doll
with him. 1,000 people, Michael. 1,000 people who love the station.
Right.
You will go up there and you will say the things that get the big applause and get the reaction. It's infectious. Everybody goes up there.
You are assuming I'm going to win something.
Well, no,
of course,
actually,
you did win.
I think, because people know about the bit that I've done that I don't like you, that I think out of the gate you come up.
And
open up the Mandy's.
Oh, I like it.
Open it up like
welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
And you
welcome
tell, Michael, and you tell a joke.
Oh, a dad joke?
A dad joke. God, to open the Mandy's.
So I'm going to take you of what you said today.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in here, because I saw these tweets come in tagging me that you guarantee you'll be at Mandy's.
Oh, I'll be there, but I ain't doing nothing when I get there.
You're coming on stage with me. We're going to do the pony.
Michael, you just be there. You'll wind up on stage.
No, I'll be fine at the table.
You'll wind up on stage.
Sipping my Camus or sipping
my
diamond.
Should we shake hands on it that you're going to be there?
Oh, no, I don't shake hands.
No?
No, it's fist bump.
Well, I just grind it on your back. So I think that's a guarantee.
Do you think you could do that pony dance, Michael?
Yeah, because black people can do that.
Oh, is that's a racial thing?
Yeah, we got better rhythm. You know that.
I've got great rhythm.
Well, we got better rhythm than you.
Michael, I look forward to seeing
you. You've seen Soul Train. Soul Train or American Bandstand, which one had the better dances?
Oh, Soul Train.
There
Soul
you go.
Train.
See? Yeah, for sure. I rest Soul my Train. Case.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing you, Amanda.
I'll be there. Okay. I ain't doing nothing.
Oh. See, sipping. He always got to put a spin on it.
He always does. He always
I'm sipping wine and that's it.
Can I just ask, what you were here yesterday. I was not, I didn't hear this, but apparently George Sedano lost his mind
yesterday.
No, I'm
not getting into this.
Why?
I already got screwed at George, yes.
When do we not get into things? The whole point
Ireland
of the show is
found,
to get into things.
Ireland found his elevator button. That's all I'll say.
What did he do?
I don't think it's a big deal.
I know.
Clinton Yates knows.
I now have a lunch with Sliwa I got to get to. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
3 o'clock lunch with Sliwa.
Wow.
This is like his makeup birthday gift for
two dirty martinis?
Oh, I'm going at least three.
Three. All right.
I don't have to drive home.
I've been there.
I'll take an Uber.
Yeah.
Bye, boys.
Thank you very much, Christopher Morales.
Jeez, the what was that guy? What was that dance again?
The pony.
The pony? Yikes. That's a dead pony.
Yeah. We might have to have Chris promise he won't do the pony to Michael to get him to go to the
Mandy.
Can you
believe that there's video of me doing that?
No, I got to see that.
That's horrifying, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah. Juan was like so pissed off. I got home last night. He always monitors the social media during the day.
Yeah.
He's like, what the F are you doing? What are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself. I'm like, the whole show embarrasses me.
I was going to say, wait, that's been our act for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, embarrassing ourselves comes with the job.
I got video of Stu Lance, the Laker legend, dancing, and his wife Linda says, Stu never dances, but he got so caught up in the Jeffrey Osborne music that he got up and danced, and I filmed it, and I told Mark Shaw, the producer, so every time the Lakers win, they should show that footage of Stu dancing.
Stu will put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
He would kill. Mark is scared of Stu.
That's true. Yeah,
yeah, so he won't. Mark, Stu, is it okay if I play this?
Right,
he won't.
Yeah.
He won't do anything
He's
without
not
Stu's lights permission.
Up the cigar after every Laker win, we should do that.
Yeah,
for
Worthy.
Stu
if you have video Worthy, he would let us play any of it.
Right.
He's got to, Worthy let you do anything.
So you said you had something.
Yeah. All right. So in business, kind of an unwritten rule is never mention your competitors.
Yes.
All right. Like, kind of do your own thing. Arby's, the roast beef place, the fast food place, is taking a different tact. So they hired Pusha T, the rapper, to do a diss track of the McDonald's McRib sandwich. In other words, Arby's is coming after the McRib. They've got their own rib sandwich
right.
That they want. And so they started talking at Arby's like, what would get people to try it? And they said, well, everybody tries the McRib when it's available. We need to attack the McRib. So they hired Pusha T to do a diss track. Here it is. Tell me what you think.
They call me when it's time to do damage. When the quality ain't up to my standards. That McRib falls below average. Replaced by the country style Arby's rib sandwich. Woo! Straight out the smokehouse, Texas my old route. 8 hours to slow cook, can push for the rollout. The boss with the smoky Q sauce, the real country style. McRib get lost, yeah.
McRib get lost.
Compared to that replica rib patty, I'm screaming, how dare you? You know that I'm war ready. Arby's taking taste to the next level. Arby's is the choice when you won't settle. McDonald's, what you selling? Mystery meat? Pop up and go away. What does history teach? Mickey D's, McRib. You ain't it in the streets. The real country style rib sandwich here to compete. Look, straight out the smokehouse. Country style Arby's rib sandwich, what you know about? We coming straight out the smokehouse. McRib, you just look like a clown, and that's with no doubt. This is a paid advertisement by Arby's.
What do you think, Mace?
I think Pusha T is onto something.
Attack your competitor?
So here's the official rule, okay, on this. If you are winning in anything, never
don't punch down.
But if you are behind, you can punch as much as you want.
And see if they'll take the bait.
See if they'll take the bait. And by the way, the McRib sandwich, have you ever seen how they make a McRib sandwich? It's like this hunk of congealed meat.
Pusha T called it mystery meat.
It is mystery meat. And Jorge
it's the same
loves
way they make
the McRib
hot dogs.
Sandwich.
It's the same way they make hot dogs. What's in the hot dogs?
It's gross. Have you
it's
looked
the
at the videos
thing.
That I
yes,
sent you? They're gross.
But it doesn't change
They're
anything.
Totally
They're
gross.
They're still good. I can eat
Take
two or
that,
three.
Put it on bread, and you're eating it?
Yeah.
What are you thinking, man?
It's like eating mincemeat, right? What do you call that? Brisket.
It is like brisket, yeah.
So it's nothing wrong with that.
No, but that's not what McDonald's uses.
Oh, stop.
No, McDonald's uses like congealed something.
Jorge, what did you think of that song?
It's pretty good.
I thought so too.
It's pretty good.
Bergman, don't you like the McRib?
Yeah, I'm with Jorge.
Disgusting.
It's tasty. Yeah. I like
Absolute.
It.
Once you watch the TikTok video about the making of the McRib, you will never eat another McRib.
Yeah, I believe
that,
everything on TikTok.
Does that song, Jorge, make you want to try the Arby's rib sandwich?
Nope, never been there anyway.
You've never been to Arby's?
Uh-uh. Arby's is gross.
Oh, Arby's is good. Yeah, when Mason and I used to work, like we've worked at
all
like
over town,
10 different geographic locations.
Yep.
And at one point, we were on La Cienega. When we worked at the same building as KBC.
Correct.
And directly across the street was an Arby's. So back then, I used to go to Arby's a lot, but I haven't been in a long time because there isn't an Arby's near me.
Yeah,
but I think Arby's is good.
I don't know where an Arby's is anymore. I don't think anyone's close to me.
I haven't seen one for a while.
You know what I don't have close to me is a Wendy's. I love Wendy's, and apparently their new fries are really good.
Mm-hmm. I only know one Wendy's, and it's off the 405 near the airport.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Yeah. It's a hard one to find. Yeah. All right. So coming up. Now, Michael, this is the difference between you and me.
Mm-hmm. One of many.
One of many.
I'm sober. You're not.
I love.
That's one.
You're not always sober. I love meeting people who listen to the station.
I like it, too. What do you mean?
But I go out of my way to do it.
Yeah.
So we're doing a special dinner. Me, Jorge and Bergman are taking 10 Mason and Ireland listeners to dinner at Islands, which is like one of my favorites. The cheese fries are fantastic, dipped in the ranch dressing.
Yeah,
oh, God,
good food.
So good.
Great food.
Yeah. So at 3:30, you got a chance to win with a stupid game. I think you were here the last time we did this.
Right.
It's Island or Made Up Island. Mm-hmm. It's one of those two things.
That's fun.
So we'll do that coming up because that's kind of your...
Yep, geography.
Your thing. You know your geography.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, Elon Musk is creating an army of robots.
I told you this was coming, and you said, no, nothing to worry about. We're all going to be attacked by robots.
I will explain that story because it makes perfect sense. Plus, Michael, I want you to take us through what happened in space yesterday. I know you know about it, right?
Yeah.
So
are you talking about the Jupiter thing?
Yeah, not the Jupiter thing. The asteroid thing. Yeah, so I want to go through that. Do you know the asteroid
story? I don't.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Right.
That's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
In it, eye to eye.
What is this?
This is the song from Goofy Movie.
Oh, please.
Oh, it's a great
the Goofy
song.
Goofy Movie thing.
I just showed Michael the picture, Bergman.
Oh, no,
that,
no, don't ruin eye to eye.
That you sent us all of Jupiter the other day saying, hey, look what's outside. And Jorge took Maite outside to look for it. And it was you superimposed a picture of Jupiter into the sky.
Just into the
are
sky.
You still, are you and Maite still looking for it,
Jorge?
Yeah,
we're still looking for it. She's like, where's the star, babe? I mean, daddy.
Jorge, did you really think Jupiter would look like that in the
sky?
Yeah,
like I saw the picture and I ran to my window. I opened it and I was like, oh, Jorge, you're lying. What's the app?
How many moons does the Earth have, Jorge?
One.
Well, okay, just checking.
Yeah. Yeah, to the best of our knowledge. Yeah. So you were appalled that none of us cared about Saturn.
Yeah.
Jupiter.
Jupiter the other day. I heard you guys talking about how Jupiter was closest to the Earth.
Planet. Can't see it.
Yeah, and you don't care.
I've seen the North Star. I don't need any. I know Orion's belt. I don't need to know where Jupiter is.
Yeah, like Lisa wants to go to the Auroras Borealis.
Oh, now that's actually
what is
cool.
It called?
That's the Northern Lights.
Yeah, I'm like, what? We
oh,
want,
no, that's actually pretty
cool. I told
cool.
her, we can watch it on TV. What,
you know. No. You need to see that in person.
No,
have you seen it in
no,
person?
No, I want to. That is on my bucket list. I have
but
to
But don't
see
you have to go to Scandinavia or something?
I think you have to go to Sweden.
No, you can go to Iceland to see it. You can go to Alaska to see it.
That's a long ass.
Iceland's supposed to be a great place to go. Iceland's supposed to be
it's
really
supposed to be
cool.
It
reminds me of the time I went to the Sistine Chapel. Everybody said, gotta go. So I waited for like hours, and I get in there, I looked at it, I go, I could watch this on TV.
You weren't impressed?
No,
let me out.
Michael.
What?
Can you believe he was not impressed by the Sistine Chapel? I was blown away by the Sistine Chapel.
We were packed in there like sardines, Michael, and I was only there for 5 minutes, and they said, get out.
So you were like Art Griswold when he saw the Grand Canyon, you went, eh.
Yeah.
That's basically what he was.
Ireland. Yeah.
Unimpressed.
That painting on the ceiling, you weren't impressed.
No, then I went and looked at a poster, and it was the same thing. Come on.
Unbelievable.
When was it painted, Michael? Do you know?
When was it painted?
Yeah, when was it painted?
I'm guessing the 1400s.
The 1400s. John.
I'm guessing. I said
painted
that,
in the 1400s, and you're not impressed.
Is that when it was painted?
I wasn't unimpressed. Sure. I was just not blown away by it, and I thought it was more of a hassle to get to. Have you seen it, right?
I haven't seen it in person. I'd love to.
All right, well, get prepared to walk in and like you're in a can of sardines and take 4 hours to look for 5 minutes.
It is so impressive. By 1500s.
1500s. Okay.
1473.
1473. Can you believe
Michelangelo painted it, right?
Yeah. That was
Ireland.
Some of his best work.
So if you saw the Great Pyramids, you'd just go, eh.
I think I'd be more impressed with the pyramids.
The pyramids are crazy.
Sistine Chapel's just a painting.
Have you been to the pyramids, Michael?
No, I want to see those, too.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean,
you've been there?
Yeah, I have. Wow. When I went on my African journey back in 2000, my starting point was Cairo. I was just blown away.
Was that your Eat, Pray, Love tour?
That was. Michael, it is so much more impressive when you see it in person than when you see it in pictures.
Yeah, the pyramids, I think, would blow me away.
And the Sphinx
is
crazy. It's like perfectly sculpted. I mean, that's just an amazing attraction. I don't think I'd go to Egypt
today. So what happened in space that you wanted Michael to explain?
Okay, so yesterday in space, we pulled off a major, major trick, Michael. Explain it. I know you know this.
Well, there's an asteroid. The asteroid's flying all around our planet, and sometimes one gets a little close. They call it a near-Earth object. Anyway.
Okay.
So anyway,
there's an asteroid close to Earth.
Asteroids. Yeah. And asteroids are the biggest threat to humanity because some of these asteroids are so big that if they collided with Earth, it would be an extinction-level event.
Sure.
Meaning it would wipe out all humanity. So to protect us from these asteroids, NASA and other scientists are trying to figure out ways to protect us from an object that's going to on course to collide with Earth. So they're coming up with different ways: send rockets, send atomic bombs, send lasers, anything to deflect it off course if we can discover it soon enough. Sometimes these asteroids come in and we don't see them until it's too late. Some of them are car size, some are bus size, some of them are the size of a football. And but by the time we see them, it's too late. We can't do anything about it. But the ones that there's an asteroid out there now called Apophis.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the size of, say, Manhattan. And if it and if it hits the Earth, that means we're done.
We're done. We're doomed.
And so to they think that that's the one main one that could eventually hit Earth in the coming years, not in our lifetime, but hundreds of years down the road for future mankind. And so they're coming up with a way trying to deflect these asteroids.
Right,
coming
I'm
towards
done.
Us.
I'm done with the story.
You asked him to tell
it. We sent a missile to an asteroid, and we landed
to see
it.
We landed on there to blow it up or to explode next to it and just move it a little bit in its orbit so it can miss Earth by the time it gets close enough.
Yeah,
it's fascinating.
Didn't realize Isaac Asimov was here explaining exactly what happens in asteroids. That's a long story. It's like your jokes.
Why would you be not fascinated with astronomy? When you look at the universe and how this thing is.
Oh, look, I believe the universe blows me away. Yeah. I mean, it blows me away that there are billions of stars in this universe, and there are billions of universes with billions of stars. It is amazing
Carl
when you
Sagan
even
it,
think about it.
Carl Sagan said, to put it in perspective, it's crazy to understand. He says there are more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on the Earth. How is that even possible?
That's crazy.
Wow.
Oh, there's more ants. Remember Mace?
Oh, ants. Yeah, there's more ants than there are stars.
The stars?
Yeah, there are, what was it, like 11
20
trillion?
20 billion? 20 trillion? 20,000 trillion.
20,000 trillion ants.
Billions.
Really?
20,000 trillion ants.
How did they count that?
I don't know.
I think somebody's
science.
Making something up.
Census.
You know, science.
It's a census.
The census.
Somebody went door to door.
Exactly.
I'm trying to find a way to get to Mackenzie Scott.
Yeah, find out a net worth.
Forget you getting to her. We need Bergman
to get
to her.
Well, I'm trying to get to her on behalf of Bergman. Now, she's 52. Are you okay with that, Bergman?
Craig, you...
I mean, for $37 billion?
Yeah.
Sure.
And she's attractive. This is your girl.
All
she's
right.
probably giving up on love. She's had two failed marriages,
no.
Craig. You are the man who can turn her around.
I was wrong, Beck Bergman. Not $37 billion, only $34 billion.
Oh, that's it. I'm out.
Yeah.
Those extra $3 billion.
And
it made all the difference.
Greg,
yes.
If she mentions the word prenup in any way, you have a three-word response. You know what it is?
What is it?
No hablo inglés.
No.
Yeah. Bergman, if you dated her and you guys went out for years, why would you think you are entitled to her money, even if you married her?
Because why not?
Well, you're not entitled
good
to it,
answer,
though.
Greg.
See, look at Laura Romo behind
answer.
You. Laura Romo doesn't. She says she
no.
Entitled
my
to
my money is what she's saying.
She says no, Laura. Yeah. You wouldn't expect to get her money if you were married her, right? No. See,
yeah,
Laura's
yes,
a man.
No,
Laura,
would.
You'd be okay with a prenup.
Say
yeah,
yes.
You call
that's
we,
a lie.
If you don't bring nothing into the marriage, Bergman, why do you deserve anything?
I'm bringing me.
I understand why Mackenzie Scott got all the money from Bezos, because she was with him while he was building the company.
Right.
So she is supported him and
yes.
did whatever.
And
so
they
you
children.
Will have done nothing.
So I will go right up to her. When we talk and we go on our first date, I'll say, look, I'm in this for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on.
And if
right.
she says, well, if this goes any further, I need you to sign a prenup, you say?
I say, no.
No. Hablo inglés.
Right.
No, like, I don't know if my
it's
wife...
a deal.
Michael asked that question earlier. If I had $1 billion when I met Lisa,
right.
would she agree to a prenup?
I think she would. She would understand
she would.
You trying to protect yourself.
Nah, I don't think she would. Greg, call her. She won't answer her phone.
Weirdly, I would
but
never ask
call
for
her
one.
And see if she does. We'll just
I,
ask her
I was young, dumb, and in love,
you
man.
Wouldn't ask?
No.
If you were worth $1 billion and Julio and you were going to get married, you wouldn't ask him to sign a prenup?
I think that's generally a sign of no trust.
Well, people change, Mace. Relationships can change. People get vindictive. They get petty, like you.
If I met Juan today, I would still not. Well, I guess, no, we're not married, so there's no prenup.
But if you were getting married and you were worth $1 billion, would you ask him to sign a prenup?
No, because I believe in love. I believe love does conquer all.
And if you split up,
I believe love is in the air.
And if you split up, would he ask for half the $1 billion?
I believe love will keep us together.
I like it, Mace. You're optimistic. You're an optimist.
Love is great, and everyone gets married for love.
Yeah.
No one.
Jorge, would you ask your wife for a prenup if you're worth $1 billion?
Nah. Okay, hold on.
Oh, Lisa's here.
We found Lisa Ireland. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
All right, question.
What are you guys talking about?
All
you.
Right, Michael, Mace.
And your character.
And okay, here's the question. If when we met, I had $1 billion, would you agree to sign a prenup?
Yeah. I think if you had $1 billion, that's fair. When you had a yellow barbecue and one
that's a great barbecue.
Suit,
yeah.
That is not appropriate to talk about a prenup.
I brought up a prenup so, once and Lisa stopped talking to me for 2 days.
Did he really bring up a prenup?
No, I just actually, I think I first kind of laughed a little bit.
Yeah, I believe it.
And then, because at that time we had nobody had any money.
Right.
This is a silly conversation.
Yeah. So Lisa,
but
I'm glad.
You come to me with a, yeah, that's fair.
I'm glad you're here. I want to ask you something.
Yeah,
so Greg Bergman, your husband, is trying to corrupt him.
I'm not.
He says that Greg Bergman should marry only for money and not for love. Say you?
Lisa, I think he should find an heiress.
I think he should find someone he's in love with.
And here's the thing.
Yes.
Greg was already married. He married for love the first time. I think now he needs to think about financial security. He has a young daughter. He should go.
Stop it.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa, exactly. This is what I'm saying, Lisa.
No.
I find it so
Lisa,
outrageous.
I think he That's should make terrible. A run at Mackenzie Scott, who announced today that she's getting divorced.
Does Lisa know who she is?
Well, I mean, if you could pull that, then I say go for it.
Screw love if you can get her.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Lisa, I need somebody to play pickleball with.
Oh, let's do it. Okay.
I've never played. Everybody's playing.
Lisa's pretty good.
No, I'm not very good at pickleball.
Am I allowed to come to your rich person tennis club and play pickleball?
My glorified YMCA, you are more than welcome.
Excellent. Let's set a pickleball date.
Okay, I would like to do this. This would be fun. I would like to get Michael there as well.
Oh, good luck.
Michael's on my team.
Do you have any friends who are around 30 to 32 years of age?
For one of the boys?
Yeah.
I do, but they are currently married.
Yeah, that's problematic.
Can we break them up? Because Michael's getting a little desperate.
Yeah.
All right.
They all seem to be doing that well on their own, can just wait it out.
Well, keep your eyes open. Yeah. Keep your eyes open.
Okay, I will.
Lisa, I'm dead serious. I want to come play pickleball with you.
I'm in.
Okay, she'll do it.
Cool. I'll drop you a text. We'll do it.
All right, Lisa, I love you even though we don't have a prenup.
Thanks. I love you, too.
All right.
Very nice. What's
wrong with protecting yourself if you ask the lady or the lady asked the guy to sign one?
Yeah, but you could tell, like, when she claimed we had no money. I had a little money. Not no money.
Oh, you had retirement money. You had Beaumont money.
Yeah.
You had Monroe, Louisiana money.
But I blew all that money in San Diego before I met her.
There you go. All right, Kona, right now, we're giving
away... Open the phones, Bergman. You love the phones.
A chance for you to join me and Jorge and Bergman for a dinner at Islands. We're going to do that in a couple of weeks. We want to hang out, have some cheese fries dipped in the ranch dressing and all that stuff at Islands. So if you want to join us for dinner, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Got a simple little game you got to play, and you've got both John Ireland and Michael Thompson as lifelines. We will do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey!
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, it's Jeffrey Osborne Day.
Yes.
Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Michael Thompson hanging out today, and we are giving away dinner right now, dinner for two, to join me, Jorge, and Bergman at Islands for a great meal coming up
It's going to be Thursday,
right?
October 13th. I believe that's the date. The 13th, yes. Thursday, October 13th.
Oh, I had planned
Wait a minute. Is there a Laker game that night?
I don't think so. I can look at it.
Okay. I'll look at the...
Why? You might come to dinner?
There is no Laker game that night.
Which one are you going to?
Howard Hughes.
I might make a surprise appearance.
Oh, nice.
I got to figure out... I've got to check the whole...
It's on the 12th, they play versus Minnesota at home. Then they go to Sacramento on the 14th.
So
we fly on the 13th. What day are you doing it?
The 13th.
I'll be on a
fly
plane.
Day, yeah. Okay. All right, so start with caller number 7, John. I have got a list of islands. Some of them are real. Some of them I totally made up. You've got to get all 7 in a row to win. You can use John Ireland and Michael Thompson.
And Michael grew up on an island, so he's somewhat of an expert here. All right. How many of them are there?
7.
All right. Here we go. Richard in Thousand Oaks. Hey, Richard, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Just is it a real island or did Mason make it up?
Feel free to rely on Michael and John, okay?
I'm in trouble.
No. Here we go. We can help you.
Number 1, Santorini.
Islands.
Correct. Number 2, Spittle.
Not an island.
Correct.
Ooh, he's not going for help. He's going for mom's.
Number 3, Capri.
Island.
Yes.
3 for 3. Keep it up, Richard.
Number 4, Koh Samui.
Wait a minute. How do you spell that?
K-O-S-A-M-U-I, Koh Samui.
I need some help.
Michael, do you know Koh Samui?
That doesn't sound like, that's going to be somewhere in Indonesia, but I don't think that's an island.
I do think it's an island. I'm pretty, matter of fact, Richard, I'm pretty sure that it is.
I see.
The way he reeled off the spelling, I'm going to say, yes, John, island.
It is an island.
Boom!
I've been there. It's in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Number five, Criminy. Is there an island called Criminy?
Criminy?
Criminy.
Crimea isn't an island anyway.
Yeah, Crimea is a land.
Right.
What do you think, Richard?
John, what do you think?
I think it is. I think Criminy is actually an island, Richard. I would go for it.
Island it is.
Not a real island.
That's what the Crocodile Hunter used to say.
Wait a minute. Is there a real island?
Criminy is an island in the Hongus province.
Okay, Richard, you're still alive.
Still here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Criminy is an island. I was just making it up, like Criminy.
Criminy.
Yeah.
Close enough.
All right, is this the last one?
No, two more.
Okay.
Number six, Glastonbury. Glastonbury, is that an island or did I make it up?
That's an island.
Nope, that's where you lost.
Too bad. Good try, Richard. Good try.
Yeah, Glastonbury's a park, right, in England, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where the Stones used to play.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Tony in Huntington Beach. Hey, Tony, were you listening?
I was listening.
All right, so you should do well here. Here we go.
Number one, Santorini.
That is an island.
Yes. Spittle.
That is not an island.
Correct. Capri.
That is an island.
Yes. Koh Samui.
Forget that one.
You can ask for help.
It's an island. That's an island.
Yeah, you're right. It is an island. Number five, Criminy.
Or Criminy.
Well, of course. That's an island for sure.
Yeah, island. I found out.
Yeah.
Glastonbury.
Yeah, you had doubts about that one.
All right, so Glastonbury.
That's a street name. That's just a street. It's not an island.
Go apart.
You're right. I made that up.
This is for the whole thing.
The last one, and I've been to this island. I got I partied on this island. Oh, I just gave it away.
Well, give it to him.
I'll give it to anyone. Okay, Corfu.
It's an island.
Yes,
boom! Way to go, Tony.
Dope. All right. Tony, congratulations, man. You're going to hang out with us at Islands for dinner. You and a guest with me, Corporate Greg, and Jorge. We'll have a great time, okay?
Yeah, good. I'll tell you what we should do with the Lakers.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. Good. All right, hang on. We'll get you. We'll see you at dinner.
Oh, okay. Literally.
Well, I could bring him back. You want me to bring him back?
Yeah, bring him back. I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Hey, Tony.
What are we going to do?
Tony.
Yeah.
What do you think the Lakers should do?
We should have traded LeBron and Westbrook for AD and somebody else.
Okay.
Wait, we already have AD.
KD.
We'll invite you to dinner despite that take.
KD.
Thank you. Gracias, Tony.
On the wings of love.
Tony, come on.
By the way, no better place to get a great burger and fries with an ice cold beer on top than Islands. It is dinner with me, Corporate Greg, and Jorge. Islands. For locations and directions, visit islandsrestaurants.com. That is John Ireland's son's favorite restaurant.
Sure is. Eats there on a regular basis. All right, coming up next, Michael, do you want to give us a hint about what Game of Games is about?
In honor of Jorge and Pepe, who will be here with us today, today's Game of Games is about Latinos and Latina legends.
Okay.
Well, we got our work cut out for us, Mace.
These are Latinos and Latinas everybody's heard of.
Yep. Okay. Pepe will join us next, and we'll do Game of Games. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. Game of Games time. It is Michael Thompson's game today, and we welcome to the program the amazing Pepe Mantilla. Pepe, how you doing, man?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
We're good, Pepe. Are you ready for Monday? You getting ready for the new season?
Yeah, of course I'm ready.
All right.
I'm always ready.
Excellent. Okay, Michael, what do we got today?
In honor of Jorge and Pepe, today's Game of Games is about Latinos and Latinas, where you must answer in Jeopardy form.
So it has to be who is...
Yeah,
right. Name is your buzzer?
Your name is your buzzer.
Okay.
So Pepe and Jorge, you guys better win this one.
All right, here we go.
Buzz in with your name. Here we go. This famous Latina is better known by her initials.
Ireland.
Ireland.
J-Lo.
No.
Greg.
Greg.
No. Who is
his,
J-Lo?
His answer,
no.
His answer was, oh, no. Okay.
And I didn't put it in the form of a question.
Yeah.
All right, keep reading, Michael.
More clues?
Yeah, yeah. This I cut him off.
Famous Latina is better known by her initials.
That's all you've got?
That's it.
Three.
Two. One. Who is AOC?
Okay. Oh, we never would have gotten that.
I would have got it
a million years.
I would have got it eventually.
You've got to give us a better hint than that.
This famous Latina is Al Bundy's
mother.
Mason.
Jorge.
Pepe.
Mason's up first. Okay, Mason has it.
Jorge
was second.
Who is Sofia Vergara?
Yes.
Yes. Very good, Jorge.
I
can't miss that one.
He was the first heavyweight champion of Mexico.
Jorge. Oh, heavyweight? Who is?
Three, two.
Andy the Destroyer. Right?
Heavyweight.
Champion of Mexican descent.
Mexican descent.
Heavyweight.
Not a heavy. Yeah.
Three, two, one. Who is Andy Ruiz?
Andy Ruiz.
You said Destroyer.
You didn't say Ruiz. You got to get the Spanish surname, you dope.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
That's a nickname.
Jorge is the lead. Here we go.
I say give it to him.
Yeah. This great baseball player was killed in a plane crash in Ireland.
Who is Roberto Clemente?
That's right, Clemente.
All right, I got one.
This multiple-time batting champion was born in
Panama.
Mason.
Pepe.
No, wait a minute. Mason got it first. Three.
I will try, Miguel.
Not in the form of a question.
Pepe.
Who is Rod Carew?
Yes.
Oh, very good, Pepe. All right, right now the scores. Jorge won, Ireland won, Pepe won. Here we go.
All right, here we go. This.
Can't read his own writing.
Yeah, he's going to read your own writing.
This former player of Mexican descent is not related to Laura.
Ireland.
Greg.
Who'd you pick, Michael?
You, Ireland.
Who is Tony Romo?
Yes. Right.
Oh. Okay.
Would you have accepted Sergio Romo?
Yeah, that would have worked. I was going to go Sergio Romo. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. This Latino conducts himself like a dictator during Mason.
Ireland.
Mason.
That is Pepe Mantilla.
Greg. I was second.
Ireland was second.
Oh, great.
Who is Pepe Mantilla?
That's right. Pepe, you got to get that
one. Who got that one?
Ireland.
Got it. Pepe, I do not believe you act like a dictator. I believe you are honoring those fans that that listen to you all the time.
I know that.
Yeah, I know. All right.
I know that you believe that,
but I
know what I'm doing.
Exactly.
This famous Latino was neighbors with Fred and Ethel.
Ireland.
Who
is Ricky Ricardo.
Yes. This Latino wore number 34 for the Dodgers. Jorge.
Who is Fernando Valenzuela.
All right, Ireland 4, Jorge 2, Pepe 1.
This Latino was once the biggest drug lord in the world.
Ireland. Oh, who is Pablo
Jorge.
Escobar.
Right.
He only hears Ireland.
You only
it's
have
okay,
ears
Jorge.
For Ireland.
He
this Latino became the first to own a major sports team.
Mason.
Okay. Mason.
This
three.
Pepe. No, don't.
Two.
Pepe.
One. Pepe.
Jorge was next.
Pepe.
Who is Arturo?
Two. One. Ireland.
Jorge.
Ireland. Yeah.
Who is Artie Moreno?
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa. I'll take the loss on these, but you had one time where you said I was second in, so you got it, Ireland, and then Jorge was second in. You didn't
really
go to Ireland. You didn't
like
go to Jorge. I'm complaining,
like complaining
for him. You can take me minus 1,000.
Minus 1,000! Your rules are changing.
They shouldn't be changing.
That's
ridiculous.
That is the biggest penalty of all time. Oh, put me minus 1,000.
So what's the score now?
Ireland 6, Jorge 2, and Pepe 1.
And Greg minus 1,000.
This Latino is considered to be the greatest Mexican boxer.
Jorge. Who is Julio Cesar Chavez?
Yes. Pepe.
All right. Jorge got it. Here we go.
This Latino is best known as Cinnamon.
Jorge. Who is Saul Canelo Alvarez?
Yes.
Wow. Mm. Okay, so Jorge's up to 4, and I have 6. So Jorge's catching me.
This Latino holds the record for second most home runs.
Ireland.
Who?
Mason.
Mason.
Pepe.
No, who Jorge is Sammy Sosa?
Jorge was second to plus in. You can't change the rules.
Hey, minus 2,000.
That's fine. You're changing the rules.
Which second Latino has the second most?
I thought Pepe was second.
Go ahead, Pepe.
Who is it?
Who is Pujols?
No.
Jorge.
Finish the question, please.
This Latino holds the record for second most home runs hit by a Latino.
Who is Vladimir Guerrero?
No.
Dang. Mason.
Mason.
Who is Sammy Sosa?
No.
All right. And Bergman's
wait,
out. He's minus 2,000. All right, who is it?
I'm not guessing anything.
A-Rod.
Oh, he's right. He's right. He's right.
This Latino is best known for his emphatic goal call.
Ireland. Who is Andres Cantor?
Yes.
Oh, good one.
This Latino got his nickname from his Olympic success. Mm-hmm. From his Olympic success.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Who is Mark Spitz?
He's Jewish. No, he's Jewish.
No, I know he had some weird background. That's
yeah,
right.
He's Jewish. Right.
Somebody else.
Hey.
Who is Oscar de la Hoya?
Yes, the golden boy.
Oh, the golden boy. Okay.
This Latina is considered to be the greatest softball player ever. Mason.
Ireland.
Mason.
Who is Lisa Fernandez?
No.
Ireland.
Ireland. No.
Who is Jessica Mendoza?
Yes.
This minus Latino. 10,000. This is ridiculous. You're changing your own
rules. Minus 3,000.
This Latino once spat on an umpire.
Mason.
Ireland. Mason.
Roberto Alomar.
Yes.
Mesa on the board. How about three more?
This Latino's hand was blessed by
Ireland.
God.
Okay. Ireland. Who is Diego Maradona?
Yes.
Two more.
I'm laughing so hard because
the Dodgers messed up when they traded this Latino pitcher.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Who is Martinez?
Yes.
Pedro Martinez.
This Latino.
What are you trying to say with an accent?
I am.
This Latino drove
Pedro
Martinez.
This Latino drove people crazy on the field when he was just being himself.
Jorge.
Who
is Yasiel Puig?
No.
That's a good answer.
That's the right answer.
Very good answer.
Pepe. Who is Manny Ramirez?
Yes.
Oh, very good. All right, last one.
What's the score?
10. I have 10. Jorge has 5.
This
nobody else scores.
This Latino introduced the Euro step to the NBA.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Who is Manu Ginobili?
Pepe.
Yes.
Okay.
Manu Ginobili.
All right, that's it.
Wow. I believe Latino
was quiet the whole time. Pepe Mantilla.
All right, final score. Ireland 11, Briones 5, Pepe 2, Mace 1, and Bergman minus 3,000.
Changing the rules of a game that you made the rules to.
Wow.
I had nothing to do with the rules. It was Michael's game.
Yeah, Pepe, I thought you'd kill this game.
The whole point was that if... Oh, you're like, I buzzed in second. I buzzed in second,
like
so I got
to
get it.
I would like to defend Pepe for a minute.
Right, okay.
About what?
I think the buzz-in games, name as your buzzer games, are really hard for somebody on the phone. So I think, Michael, Your game should be multiple choice or true or false or
well,
something
like that.
Well, wait a second
that.
Now. Still a great game.
Wait a second.
I feel like Steve
Bergman sends us
a great game.
Yeah. Worst game ever.
I agree with you.
Okay.
It's really hard because, you know, by the time you say your name, but anyways, yeah. I'm not complaining, okay?
Minus one for Pepe next week.
Oh, Pepe.
All right, Pepe. We'll see you on Monday.
That's right, Pepe.
For sure.
I'll have my game
for
on
sure,
Monday.
Thank
multiple
you.
And,
Pepe.
Let's see what happens next Wednesday, okay?
Monday.
Wednesday we're all going to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can do it. We can play, but it'll be hard because everybody will be on remote.
I'll be on Monday because I've got the game.
Yeah, because Michael won't be here next Wednesday. He'll be in Vegas
with
me.
Got it. Hey, Pepe, looking forward to seeing you at Crypto.com Arena saluting the fans.
Of course, for sure. Thank you very much.
Yes, we will wave to you from the perch.
Pepe Castro.
Thanks,
Ms. Marcos. Imelda Marcos of the Lakers.
I really do believe Pepe's doing the right thing and you guys are doing the wrong thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, now, Michael, as a tribute to Pepe, Michael and I, when they mention us, turn and we wave to Pepe.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
But don't you think he's being a narcissist?
No.
Look at me.
No, it's not
being a narcissist. Wait, you asked that of Mason?
No.
That's exactly what Mason would be.
People know you guys, and when they put you on the board, right. You should acknowledge the fans that are cheering for you.
Does it matter that no one has ever, in the history of Pepe doing this, waved back at him?
I'm sure they've seen him.
If you could show me one person who's ever waved back at him, I'll drop it.
You know, I'm going to get to a game this year.
And you're going
to
wave back at him?
And I'm
going
to salute back to Pepe. I'm going to wave back.
You'll be the one.
I will be the one from a man, Pepe. By the way, Game of Games brought to you by calljacob.com. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. So do you feel like now you and Morales have buried the hatchet and you're on good terms now?
If he shows up at Mandy's too.
I'll go. I'm like,
if
Russell
he doesn't
Westbrook.
Show up, aren't you convinced, Mace, that Morales will lord it over him forever?
Oh, God, yeah. And by the way, people aren't believing what you're saying, Michael. Poll in the Mason Ireland Mafia. After hearing Champagne Nuts promise he would be at Mandy's too, do you think he will actually show up?
Yeah, I will.
What's the voting so far?
64% say no.
No?
And 35% say yes.
I actually vote yes. I think Michael will be there.
Just don't expect me to do nothing. But I'll be there.
Now, Michael, you got to shake a lot of hands and take a lot of pictures.
No, so we do the bow.
The bow. The
bow.
Yeah, the curb your enthusiasm bow.
The curb your enthusiasm bow, yes. Now, you're back to fist bumping, right?
Yeah, I'll fist bump. That's about it. No more.
What if somebody goes to you open hand to shake
hands?
People
still do that.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
It's an instinct of mine that I immediately go to the handshake. Yeah. Do you shake their hands back?
Yeah, but then I go directly to the Perel.
And Mace, this is how we alleviate the whole problem. Hit it, Jorge.
Speak English?
Yes, I am fluent, yes.
Oh, I noticed that when you apologized to this man, you gave him a rather deep bow, almost 90 degrees.
Yes. Yeah. I spilled ice cream, so I'm very sorry. So I apologize to him, yes.
Yes. Now, the other night, a Japanese fellow apologized to me.
Yes.
But he only went down a few degrees, kind of like that.
Like that?
Yeah.
Oh. That is not apology to you. No, he was not sorry at all.
He wasn't sorry?
No. He a little dismissive of you.
Dismissive?
Yes, yes.
I got a dismissive bow?
Yes, a little bit bow. Bow.
Bow, I got.
Yes.
I got bow.
No bow would be better than that bow.
No bow better.
No bow better.
Yeah.
Michael and I are two men with a mission.
Bringing back the bow.
I got bow.
The first person who comes up to bow to Michael and I at Staples Center gets an on-air shout-out.
Exactly.
I was going to say, don't give him a prize.
Yeah, not allowed to.
I got bow.
All right. Michael, we'll see you on Monday at
Michael,
the game.
Thank you.
Are you guys kicking me out?
Yeah,
no, you can stay if you want.
You
can
stay. Hang on.
Clinton and Cappy are coming in.
But we're going to do a little super crosstalk right now.
Yeah.
There he is. There's
all right, now, I'm anxious to talk to Cap today because Cappy has...
And by the way, Clinton Yates is here.
I have a no sports in crosstalk policy, not answering any sports questions.
All right, okay, you're playing the role of George Sedano.
Will
be Clinton Yates.
I have an actual question for you, Mason, that relates to things that you care about.
All right.
Cappy, what's
and
up?
I have something I need to talk to Michael Thompson about. Keep going.
All right, but let me get my question to Cap in first because I'm very jealous, Cap, that you got to go to the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert last night. How was it?
John, I'm telling you right now, I don't know that you'll, when I say you, I don't know that I'll ever be able to go to another concert of that magnitude, where from 7 p.m., and I didn't get there till about 8, till about 1 in the morning, it was nonstop action, a who's who of rock and roll heroes.
Yep.
It was truly incredible.
See, if you could only pull one thing out and show a 30-second clip of the highlight of the night for you, what was it?
Probably Pink performing with the Foo Fighters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you see the list of people that showed up for this thing?
No, what did they? What did Pink do?
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, God.
Was
where was this?
Forum.
Oh, God.
Nice.
And now, Cap, did you come up? You were in studio yesterday. Did you come up specifically to go to the tribute concert?
Yeah, so I took a train up yesterday because Rachel and a group of people that we were invited to go with, they took a party bus up. So I took the train. I don't know if you guys noticed. I had no backpack, no laptop.
Right.
No headphones. Because
you can't bring it into the forum.
Yeah, I literally had my phone with me yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's all I had. And then as soon as the radio show was over, Lindsay Baseball gave me a ride and then got me as close as she could. I got on foot and kind of old school Dr. Bus style went in through the Forum Club.
Really? Dr. Bus style?
Yeah, that's right.
A girl on each arm?
Well, not that part.
Yeah. By the way, I think today is actually Lindsay's birthday.
That's so yes, happy birthday
to Lindsay.
Thanks.
There's Linz.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
By the way, also in studio with us from the Handsome Guy Club is
Handsome Man Club. Handsome Guy Club.
President of the local chapter. Please. You guys haven't seen me in a while.
It has been a while.
Unless
you
had your televisions on, because hello, I might have won a television program today. So here's my question.
Yes.
Where I live, there are multiple dispensaries.
Beautiful.
Within a reasonable, we'll just say within a couple
exactly
baseball
the
throws.
The neighborhood where you live, yeah.
There is one that is nearly directly across the street from my building.
Okay.
For the last 6 months, they've been building something, and I was under the assumption that it was going to simply be an expansion of said dispensary.
Sure.
Turns out there's completely new signage, a totally different building, and I'm wondering, are we going to have some sort of like back to back, side by side? It's like having an In-N-Out next to a McDonald's.
So, there are two dispensaries.
Like they are.
It's a super dispensary.
There is a current one there.
Yep.
And the building attached, literally next door, completely different branding. Clearly a cannabis operation.
Wow.
And I'm not really sure what to think, because how does that work? Is that something you've ever encountered before?
Let's see. I'll tell you where I encountered it.
Okay.
Was in Amsterdam.
Sure. All right.
So
jurisdiction's a little different there.
There is not a hash bar that exists where there's not a fast food place next door. Like,
smart. Right.
The McDonald's next to the hash bar is doing huge business.
Would it's like
think.
The, it's like the Girl Scouts who sell Girl Scout cookies outside of
exactly.
There.
Hey. But I mean, they are everywhere. You know, once it'd be last night. Well, you know, everybody, this is just everybody now.
It's so weird though. I'm like, they're right next to each other. Am I going to walk in and have to walk up and have to pick between each? This is going to be just very awkward. This is a very oddball situation for me.
Hey, yeah, Cap. I think it's going to be good for you though, Clinton, because if they're right next door to each other and they've pretty much got the same stuff, you know, somebody's going to have to give you incentive to go into their store.
Yeah, I think it's time to go the Kaplan route and start buying some stock. You know what I'm saying? And just make sure.
Does Kaplan own stock?
I don't know, but he seems like the kind of guy that's invested
in
stuff
weed?
That his kids like
and
so
forth.
Stock?
Yeah. You know, Mace, I've tried to get you involved in a couple of cannabis operations.
No, you never did. You've always said you would, and then you've never followed up.
Yeah, I'm a bad follower.
You're
guy.
Terrible.
I'm as intrigued in
up.
This. I'm as intrigued in this as just as a resident of the neighborhood as I am anything else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, how are we? What's happening here? I don't get that. It's like a Vons next to another grocery store. Like
right.
It's very odd.
Yeah.
So I'm all discombobulated in my hood, Cap. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Cap, what was your question for Michael?
Michael Thompson. I had a really interesting conversation just the other day with a close friend of mine, who happened to be on your Magic Johnson trip to Hawaii.
Nice.
And he just could not stop raving about this incredible trip. Brad Holland, who was the second first-round choice the year that Magic was the first-round choice for the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And what was so cool about talking to him, I wonder if your experience was like this, he was like, just the, he kind of didn't have to like introduce himself, but he was surprised how many people in the group knew him, knew his coaching career, knew so much about his life. But Michael, I know we've kind of have been, you know, just talking to you about this for a while. Brad could not stop raving about this trip you guys just had.
Yeah, it was beyond first class. Pat Riley and Magic Johnson put it together. They organized it. Anything that Magic Johnson or Pat Riley touches, you know, it's going to be first class. Clinton Yates. So some guys said, you know, would get up and speak and say, "Well, I didn't expect this," but when I was told about this reunion, I expected exactly what we got, just beyond top class, beyond first class. And I don't know. We want to do this again pretty soon in the Bahamas. I don't know how we're going to top it, but I'm going to try have my government do it even better. And I think it will be better in the Bahamas than it was in Maui because, number one, we have casinos right
I was going to say, as somebody who's been to the Bahamas for sporting events, please invite your boy.
Yeah, we got a casino right
just
there.
To watch.
The gym we'll go to is connected to the hotel ground, so we don't have to jump on bus ride for 30 minutes, although the bus ride was beautiful on Maui coast. But yeah, it was the food, the entertainment with Jeffrey Osborne putting on a personal concert for us. It was just off the charts, and it's something that we'll never forget. And it made us, you know, just appreciate each other and just having the relationships and the contacts we've made throughout the years. It just makes you really makes you just think.
Time is a funny thing, isn't it?
How special every moment is. And it just makes you realize don't take anything in any kind of relationship for granted.
Yep.
So I feel every time I leave the station.
No,
I'm
right.
Joking. No, but that I just wanted to add on to that. Dude, if you go to the Bahamas and do that again, Michael, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I'll get you a room.
Thank you.
Yeah, just let me know. But
I love
does
the
that
Bahamas.
Mean that you don't have to be a Showtime Laker to be invited to this now?
No, well,
you
know, I got a Clinton Yates. He's big time. I'll get him. I'll hook him up. If he wants to be there, I'll hook him up.
So somebody,
I appreciate that.
Somebody at Dan Wynn, Dan Wynn has created a wedding invitation with Greg Bergman and Mackenzie Scott.
Love it.
Together.
This is amazing.
And it says, save the date.
Beautiful. So, Mackenzie Scott, she's Jeff Amazon.
And yeah. announced today
I was
she's
say,
getting a divorce
I saw
from her
that. I saw
husband.
That. But you, Greg, you better take a number, buddy. Some of us.
Oh, you're going to
no, are you kidding me?
I'm going
you
for the marriage, not you.
You would
marry married for money. Who told you that?
If you didn't love her, you'd marry her?
If she had money?
Do you know how much money's in that lady's bank account?
Right,
but you can't cuddle with money.
I would marry her for money.
Okay, but what about just a rich woman?
Depends.
Would you marry her even though you weren't attracted to her and it wasn't a thing?
I don't know that, but that's
just cute.
That's
just cute.
That's not part of the equation right now.
You're not married for love?
Again, none of these are mutually exclusive, Mason.
They can be.
I'm saying
Ireland says marry for money. He doesn't care
about
love.
But what I'm saying is that in this particular situation, when I heard when that news dropped, I got about 6 text messages from homies that were like, you need to find your way back onto the apps.
Really?
Because your girl's back on the scene.
You think she's on Tinder?
I don't know. Hinge? It's a good question. Probably
she's, Raya.
She's probably on Billionaire Raya.
She is on Raya.
She's on Billionaire Raya.
She's in her 50s. That's not too old for you?
No. 50 what? M's? B's? What are we talking about? Bank accounts? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, no, of course not.
Oh, she's a nice looking lady, too.
And she's a cool person.
No, and she is. She seems. She's an
Has any of you ever been in the same room with that human being?
No. No.
Okay. So, yeah, she's pretty cool. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Although, you know what's weird? We are, John, you and I don't know if you guys are, we're 1 degree from Jeff Bezos.
How so?
I mean,
Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah, well, we know her.
We know
her.
That makes you 1 degree away, right? We only know one person between us and Jeff Bezos.
Again, have you ever been in the same room with Jeff Bezos?
No.
I have, yes. He bought the Washington Post when I worked there.
You know
I've
who else has
been in multiple rooms with
that
guy.
You know who else has been single since her husband died was Lauren Jobs. She hasn't remarried, right?
No, but she actually dated the guy who used to be the mayor of D.C.
And I think her name is Lorraine.
Lorraine?
Yeah. She talk about 1 degree away. Yeah.
Put her on the list there, Bergman.
Yeah, she's single, Bergman.
Look at that.
But actually, you asked a question, though, about would you get involved in a relationship with a woman who's really ultra wealthy, even if you're not attracted to her? Like, I'm all for marrying money. I'm like the whole forget love. I'm into the money part of it. But if I'm really, really not attracted, that's going to be a bigger problem, believe it or not.
Yeah, but, I mean, the money is pretty attractive, number one. I mean, I'm half kidding, but number two, like, we're not talking about that right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nobody we've discussed so far is unattractive to the point that I wouldn't consider marrying for money.
I had a chance a while back, and somebody said to me, hey, I need to introduce you to this woman. She's a little bit older than you are, but she's insanely wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of went into this introduction thinking, you know what? I don't really care what she looks like. If she's really this crazy wealthy, I could be her boy toy. And I met her, and she was nice enough looking, frankly, but I just was not even remotely attracted. I was like, gosh, darn it, that's such a shame.
Right.
Just a little bit of a
Was she interested in you?
Probably not at all. She probably looked at me and was disgusted. You know?
Yeah. No, I have no desire to marry for money, but, I mean, this is, you know, listen, If the option's not there, you know what I mean.
Well, what
down
if she's
the
high
field,
maintenance?
I'm gonna run the ball.
What if she's high maintenance?
That depends. You know, what do you think the money's paying for? What are we talking about here? You know what I'm saying? So that's part of that.
Can I bring something up? So I'm looking right now at Scott Kaplan with Jacksonville Jaguar makeup on his face.
What is happening?
Well, remember they were playing the Chargers this week,
making like kitty cat.
Well, he was a Jags fan this weekend.
So,
that's right.
So what prompted this? Because this is some weirdness.
Well, I mean, is it as weird as you yesterday doing the pony dance, grabbing onto the mic with two hands?
A little more weird. A little bit
this
more weird.
This is really weird. Yeah. And then you're doing this. You're doing the arr, arr, arr.
There's a face paint situation for those who can't see it.
Yeah, so my man Tony Baselli, the Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, you went all in on this, Cap.
Yeah.
This is very nice.
Yeah, so Tony Baselli was on my podcast, and Tony kind of was giving me a hard time. He's like, so Kaplan, let me get this straight. So you're not a Charger fan anymore. And I said, no, Tony, I'm actually a big Jacksonville Jaguars fan this week. And he said, so if the Chargers made it to the Super Bowl, you would not jump back on the bandwagon? And I'm like, A, they'll never make it to the Super Bowl, and B, the answer is 1,000% no. So we had this whole conversation, and ultimately it came down to if the Jaguars could go cross-country last week and beat the Chargers, which frankly at the time I didn't think they'd be able to do because I kind of thought the Chargers were better than they are, and I didn't think the Jaguars are as good as they are. And I don't know, somehow a wager got made, and it wasn't like I lost the bet. I actually won the bet. If the Jaguars win, then I would face paint Jaguar style, and that's how this all went down, yeah.
Wow.
And I face painted myself.
I was going to say,
it's not professionally done.
I wouldn't. Yeah, it's not what we would call Disney quality.
No, no, no. There was nobody who did it for me. Nobody made. I wasn't doing it in a mirror. I was doing it like completely blind.
So how did you? Yeah. Where did you find these paints, or is this makeup?
Oh, dude, don't even get me started.
Well, I'd like to get you started. That's
first,
why I asked.
First, I went to a place called Party City. Have you guys ever been to a Party
City? Oh, yeah. For the Trail of the Century, that's where I got
Party
my whole
City
get up.
Is a mess, yes. If you don't know what you're in there for.
Dude, I walked in and was completely overwhelmed. And, you know, there's a bunch of employees standing around having conversations, and I'm just asking for a little bit of help, and God forbid anybody would actually step away from their conversation that had nothing to do with work and help a customer.
Oh, okay.
And then because they didn't have the stuff I was looking for and because nobody would help me, I went next door to Target, you know, and I found some face paint in Target.
Right.
And
hey, okay. In a related question, what are you going to do? Are you going to dress up for Halloween this year?
For sure, 1,000%.
1,000%.
Do we have a station function for Halloween?
I just invented one.
Is that in? That's in the works?
That's in the works.
What are we going
to
call it?
Aren't you supposed to be having a party at your house or something?
I am. I mean, I want to have a really super low-key party with just people from the station.
That's okay. I'm gonna push back on that.
Why?
Halloween is the one holiday.
Oh, I'm not saying I am supposed to do a party, but no, this Halloween.
This is not Halloween related. Not Halloween. Okay, I was going to say Halloween is the one time you actually want to be out amongst as many strangers as possible.
It's not low key. I think what we do is, Cappy, you'll follow along with this. There are places where there are people who are costumes. You get in a costume and go all out. I'll do it. We'll go out to a club and we'll party.
Got to have a costume contest. Is the way you got to go somewhere where they're handing out cash prizes for costume contests.
Are there costume contests?
That's a real thing.
Really?
You've been working in radio this long? You've never worked a costume contest function? That's like the most fun thing to do. $500 to somebody who's got a costume, especially if you theme it out.
Yeah.
Because then you just say, hey, here's the theme. Whoever does the best in the theme wins the money. First, second, third.
What would you go as, Cappy?
This is real easy for me. My costumes are whatever Rachel tells me to get into.
Is that right?
Yeah.
By the way, what's Rachel's net worth? Are you in it for the money?
Half and half.
That's an honest answer there, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, because she is definitely very, very successful.
By the way, you would not be dating Juan if he had no money.
He has no money.
What are you talking about? Of course he has money. He's got a successful career. You've talked a bunch of times about how you guys take great vacations.
We do, yes.
And blah, blah, blah.
We're a team.
If he had no net worth, he'd be out, and you know it. I'm not saying he has your net worth, but you would not stay with him if the guy worked as a gas station attendant.
I love Juan. I don't care what he does.
Wow.
It makes no difference to me. I'm in love. After 17 years, still in love.
You got my wheels turning about a Halloween bash.
Yeah,
now.
We
got
to work that out.
That's something we got to do. Laura Romo is rejoicing in there over
Laura,
this idea.
Are you into
Halloween? Halloween is a really fun holiday. And you know what? I'll tell you a quick story. What made me really like Halloween was working in television. It's the biggest television holiday of the year, and it's so much more fun because you don't necessarily have to be out and about among people.
Right.
You can wear your costume and people can see you.
You know what made,
and then you can just take it off and be yourself. It's great.
You know what made me love Halloween?
Mm.
College. Because every time you have girls, you put whatever costume the girls came dressed as, you put the word sexy in front of it. Sexy ghost. Sexy Frankenstein.
Sexy pirate.
Sexy, yeah, it all works out.
I'm going to dress up as Alan Sliwa and walk around and just be a buzzkill.
And with that, we're out of here.
Yeah, we're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you is Shedano and Cappy with Clinton Yates in for Sedano. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. See you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.